good to be here tonight.
Amen.
Good to see everybody here, and it's a joy to be here tonight, and it's a great honor. Whenever JB told me I'd be helping Brother Johnny, I guess I might know why he'd have to preach. He'd give me such a rough time. I'm used to his pipes, but he'd give me a rough way to go. Not really, but we had a lot of fun. And memories goes back, and I appreciate my church here tonight. And they've been good to me, and everywhere I've been, they've been good to me, because they're Christian people. And helped me on down across the way. Brother Johnny said he'd been preaching for 20 years, and put another 20 on that, that's 40. I know I was getting old, but I still ain't as old as your pastor. But he gave me a rough way to go, too. All right, it's good to be here. I don't know your heart tonight, and I don't know where you're at with God. JV said, made a statement that we wonder sometimes where the Lord's at.
Yeah.
You ever do that? Well, stop and turn it around. I wonder sometimes if he wonders where you're at.
Yeah.
Where I'm at.
That's right.
Maybe I'm off somewhere where I oughtn't to be. Maybe that he wanted me to be talking to him. Whenever I was off out somewhere, I'm making a conversation with the devil.
Yeah. Right.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do. But, yeah, I know we're going to do the very best we can. And in 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, first verse. Give me a minute to get there. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your minds by the way of remembrance, that ye might be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. Now let's skip on down just a little bit into the 9th verse, and it said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some of men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any man, any should perish, but that all I should come under repentance. I'm going to quit reading there tonight. You can be seated if you want to. You can just go ahead and stand up if you want to. It won't matter to me. But tonight, I'm going to preach tonight off of one word. One word will bear the burden of our message tonight. He said, I want to stir up your pure mind off the way of remembrance. Tonight, in remembering, is a word that I want to preach from tonight. But Peter, I could have told this better. Peter, I was a man that was acquainted with the Lord and Savior. Peter knowed up front that he was not slack concerning his word, his promises. As some man counts like They was in the world. Jesus was in the world. But though he was suffered, I bled and died. He still, I never went back on his word. That's all. You ever went back on your word?
Yeah.
Was you ever slack and you ever promised the Lord something that you just didn't do? Brother, listen, I can remember a time that I was lost in the clutches of sin in outer darkness. Listen, I'm glad that the Lord said that grace that brought faith had appeared unto all men. Brother, listen, and there was one day that he appeared to me. I was lost and undone. I remember that time. Listen, he called me from out of darkness. How many promises did I make the Lord? I wanted to be saved. Brother, listen, I wanted to go to heaven. And Lord, if you will save me, if you will make me to know that I'm saved, I will forgive me of my sin. I will live for you, and I will walk with you. I will do whatever you ask me to do.
Amen.
You ever did that?
Yeah.
I maybe sickness come. I sorrow come. I listen. And I will still. I listen. Promise. Lord, if you will help me out of this predicament I'm in, I will live for you. Listen. The day after, my brother, and we find ourselves a slack concerning the promises we made with him. If I ever known of a time I would need to come back in repentance, the Lord don't want nobody to go to hell tonight. But all come to repentance. I'm going to leave it like this tonight. I know you will. If you love the Lord as I think you do, you will be. I begin to search your own soul. I don't know your soul. I don't know your heart. Tonight, I just come to bring you the Word of God. Listen, as you begin to take inventory of your own life, and you know that you're coming up short, brother, I don't wait till tomorrow, you may be into eternity.
That's right.
Don't wait for me to give an altar call or for somebody to sing. Listen to a certain song. I make a move right now.
Amen.
They'll be all right with me. Listen, as we make your promises, I am that on the Lord. I will stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. I remember Peter. As I said, nobody could tell it like Peter. Because Peter, I was a man like as me and you. Tonight, you see Peter as a great man, and he was. If there's ever been a hero in the Bible for me, besides Jesus, it was Peter.
Amen.
Listen. I'm going to read just a little bit. We're going to slow down. You see, I can't just keep it going like Brother Johnny did last night. He got started and wouldn't stop. Brother, I like that. I guess he remembers when I was like that. But brother, listen, I've kind of slowed down a little bit. Peter, I'm going to stir up your pure mind by the way of remembering. Only you tonight, I know your own conviction. Shame on you if you leave here lost and unprepared to meet God. Before you get home, you may slip out into eternity.
That's right.
God is not slack concerning His promises. And you know what He promised? He said, and I believe Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. I'm not willing that any man should perish, but all that included you and me to come to repentance.
Amen.
One time when Jesus had just about went with them as far as he could go, that troubles my heart. That saddens my thoughts. He would begin to tell them that he would go to the cross and die at the cross. And then in 3 days he would be buried. And in 3 days he would come forward. He would not slack concerning his promises. The Savior come forth.
Amen.
Like it said he would.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Bless it, Lord.
But I want to get you. I want you to get this. What is repentance? Godly sorrow is repentance. Repentance. Godly sorrow. Repentance. So tonight, I don't be sorry to me. Don't be sorry to your pastor. You need to be sorry to God because he can slip the golden string of life in a heartbeat.
Amen.
Oh, listen. Lord, read this a little bit. And he said unto him, talking about Peter, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both unto prison and unto death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Oh, he said, Peter. Peter said, Lord, I will go with you into prison, and I will go with you on the day. Brother, listen, how many promises have we made with God? Listen, ain't nothing I will turn me back. Listen, notice. Jesus knows what he's talking about, me.
Amen.
And he knows what you have promised him tonight. Maybe they ain't no wonder that we wonder where God is at. We have drifted too far from the shore.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Listen. Next day, the next day, that day, on to the Garden of Gethsemane, home to the common hall of power. Now it's easy to worship, serve God as long as you run behind the walls of the church with other Christians. Brother, listen, but you go out yonder somewhere all by yourself and it's easy to drift away.
Yeah, amen.
Being all alone.
Right.
But we ain't all alone.
That's right.
If we take
Amen.
Jesus with us.
Amen.
And they begin to say, there's one. He's a father. Oh no, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know the man. Brother, listen. How steadfast I was Peter's promise.
Yeah.
Very slim.
Yeah.
Very weak.
Yeah.
Like me and you.
Amen.
Very weak.
Bless the Lord.
And you know, I don't know the man. And let's go down this little bit. In the 61st verse. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the words prophet of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Ah, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." I believe
that he loved God. I believe he loved Jesus. I said, God, the sorrow, I work of repentance. He loved him enough. And he was so sorry.
He was so sorry. Oh, what can we do now? We've done it, denied the man. We don't know him. What shall we do now? You remember the promises you made to Jesus? Maybe when somebody was sick, you was in trouble, maybe you was on your deathbed, I don't know where you was at, but maybe you made vows, and gave that to God, and them broken vows, brother, listen, it's caused you to be cold, and indifferent. God, the sorrow set in. And God, the sorrow, I work of repentance. Peter went out, and he wept sore. Don't you know that he was glad to find Jesus again? And Jesus, he said he was faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. Listen, it's not only just for Peter. It's not only with them disciples, I can see no prophet. I said, remember, I will stir up your pure mind off the way of remembrance. Prophets, how that they spoke in aforetime. I read about no prophet. I listen. He lived in the country. And no doubt, the presence of the Lord. I moved upon him. He went up to a king's house. And he said, King Hezekiah, he said, you're going to die. And you can't live. He said, you need to set your house in order. King Hezekiah, tuning them all out. No doubt, they all was gathered around, waiting for the sick king to die. Things change when we get a heart right. Things change whenever we take the Lord with a noble heart. He said, you're going to die. King Hezekiah, he tuned them all out. I turned his face to the wall. You know what he said? He said, Lord, remember how that I was. I walked before you, and I walked upright and pleasing in thy sight.
Amen, brother.
I'm glad to be here tonight. I feel the Lord. I feel the presence of God all over. Brother, I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're broken heart with a contrite spirit and you're troubled tonight, I promise you one thing, and I won't go back on this promise. You come to the altar, I'll come to pray with you. I'll be right here right by your side. I will. I promise. I'll be right here with you. But more than that, this same Jesus, that went to the up I've gone off his heel, and to the cross, and between the heavens, and the earth, he give up the ghost. Brother, listen, this man will be here with you too. Ain't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I'm faithful. You come, but you have to come to me. I've seen Revelation we're fixing to bring home. I've seen that Revelation, 2nd chapter. He said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee.
Right.
Why? Because you have left your first love. Brother, listen, what did he say? He said, remember from which you are fallen and repent.
Amen.
Repent. And do your first works over.
Amen. Amen. Right.
Who would you call on if you had a tragedy? If your little boy or girl, mom or dad,
yeah,
or husband or wife gets sick, sick unto death, would you call on the man you've been serving? Would there be a change? I'm telling you tonight, I'm trying my best. I just stir up. I appear behind. I, by the way, I remember.
Amen. That's right.
It's sad to see this world. And I'm going to say this. By the way of the land that's laying, I think I'd be safe in saying that the world has got more ready for Jesus to come than the saints has. He said evil is growing. Iniquity is a growing. And they will go on to keep doing dirty stuff, bad stuff.
Amen.
Listen. And they're getting ready for him. Because one day, because of iniquity, because of evil, because of sin, he's going to split the eastern sky.
That's right.
And the doors of mercy is going to be shut off. Then where are we going to go? Listen. Tonight, right now, have you searched your own heart? If you ain't, I can't help you. I brought you the word. You believe I'll preach you the word tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Really?
Amen.
Amen. Right here. Right here. Preacher, I'll go home and I will get with the family and I will tell them that I need to pray. You better tell Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You better go to Jesus. He's the one that can do something for you.
Amen.
Listen, he's not slack concerning his promises. And he said he would forgive me. How many times as long as I come under godly sorrow, my brother, listen, I know that the blood has been shed.
Right.
But if you get to the blood, you have to go through repentance.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you something. As I stir up your pure minds and by the way of remembrance, I'm going to ask Brother Eric to get a song.
Bless the Lord.
He sings one. Give another. Just one more altar call or something like that. And you listen. You listen real carefully. You have one more change. Preacher, you don't know my life. That's right, and I'm glad I don't. Preacher, the Lord knows me. You got that right. You know, the Lord knows I am. He knows that I just can't get there every time. He will make a way for you if you put forth the help.
Listen.
You need Jesus. If your minds have been stirred up, by the way of remembrance, I once walked with Jesus. I once talked with Jesus. I trusted Him at every decision and everything that I've done. I trusted in Him. Look what happened. Yeah, preacher, it's been a long time since I went to the altar and repented. Tonight is a good time to come. I don't know your heart. I'm not trying to talk you into nothing. I'm just telling you like it is. Your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Perhaps you here tonight and you're not good with it. All we're trying to do is help you to get peace. Would there be one? Just live out your seat and come. Maybe you'd like to come because your loved one is lost. And you would go for him or her. Make a move. As we search our own heart.
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against the Lord. I'm going to have to live up to it. I'm repeating life. Listen. We find ourselves day after day needing to call on Jesus. I make mistakes. I come short. I don't live a perfect life. He don't expect me to, but you know what? He expects me to bring my problems to Him. Of course, in the morning, afternoon, late at night. And He's always there. He's just and faithful to forgive us of our shortcomings, of our sin. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get to heaven. I got a loved one I'd like to see. And certainly I'd like to see Jesus and make it all possible. But boys, I'd like to sit down and talk to old Peter. I've made it for days after days. I've been asking probably all the time. He'd probably run me out of the place. I thought I'd have a lot of questions for him. Appreciate being back over here, one time, and I appreciate my brother and his other boys, Jones. I appreciate you. I do. We're just one heartbeat away from eternity. Day after day after day, as you take your soul in the presence of the Lord, take care of whatever's going on today.